USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump is set to be arraigned in New York City tomorrow, and Mayor Eric Adams is sending out a warning to those who want to demonstrate or protest.
People like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is known to spread misinformation and hate speech, she stated she's coming to town. While you're in town, be on your best behavior.
Adams is reminding any potential demonstrators that they will be arrested for any vandalism or violence. People are beginning to gather outside Trump Tower in New York City, both those who support former President Trump and those who want to see him go to jail.
They're trying to get the most powerful Republican off the ballot. That's all they're doing. Very honestly, very simple, people. Open your eyes.
It's a political witch hunt.
The real Donald Trump has always been a crook and dishonest as the day is long.
Trump is expected to spend the night at Trump Tower and head to Manhattan Criminal Court for his arraignment tomorrow afternoon. A new CNN poll shows 60% of Americans said they're in favor of the indictment of former President Trump. A New York grand jury voted to charge him in connection with hush money payments that were made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Students in Tennessee walked out of class today to protest at the state capitol, calling for stricter gun laws.
Your thoughts and prayers are empty promises to everyone that has been murdered because you are scared of losing your power.
The protest comes a week after six people were killed at the Covenant School in Nashville. Today's walkout and protest was organized by the youth-led group March for Our Lives, which was started by survivors of the Parkland High School shooting in Florida in 2018. There's a concern that the bacteria linked to tainted eye drops imported from India could gain traction in American healthcare facilities. The CDC says the bacteria is highly drug resistant. Earlier this year, the FDA issued a recall of EsriCare artificial tears after three people died and eight were blinded. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The death toll from weekend storms across the Midwest and South has now reached 32. The deaths were reported in Tennessee, Illinois, Alabama, Mississippi, Indiana, and Delaware. The storm outbreak began Friday with over 50 tornado reports in seven states. A teacher that was shot by a six-year-old is suing administrators at the school where it happened. Abigail Zwerner's suit alleges that the assistant principal ignored concerns from teachers and staff members that the boy may have had a firearm the morning of the shooting back in January. Zwerner survived being shot in the chest, but was hospitalized. Watch for higher gas prices coming to the pump soon.
Oil prices soared nearly 6% on Monday after Saudi Arabia and other major oil producers said they're going to cut production by 1.15 million barrels per day from May until the end of the year. The cuts in world oil output immediately put prices higher and were expected to boost gas prices, adding to strains in many countries where high fuel prices are a heavy burden. Higher oil prices will also complicate the efforts of central banks to rein in inflation. I'm Skip Kelly.
New Jersey is joining several other states in a lawsuit trying to stop the merger of JetBlue and Spirit Airlines. That suit alleges that if the two airlines joined, there would be fewer seats and fewer routes available, which would then raise fares. They say discount carriers like Spirit provide important competition in the industry by offering passengers a less expensive option. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.